Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on FM 104. And joining me now is producer Max to talk us through how this year's Choice Music Prize went.
Hello.
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 So Thursday night, Vicar Street.
It was an incredible night. Mm. It was about 4 hours to get through everything, but it was a brilliant night. They managed to get 8 out of 10 Album of the Year nominees to perform. And I think it was a great chance for some of these artists to really showcase what they're about.
It was unbelievable. Like, we were both there. We both got to watch the 8 perform and bring their best, as you'd say. And I enjoyed all of them. Like, it's really hard to kind of narrow it down. But if you could...
Ooh,
have you a favorite my performance?
Okay, I think she only had 2 songs compared to the 3 everyone else got. But I thought the quality of those 2 songs was amazing. C-Mat was brilliant on the night, and I saw something that I hadn't seen from her before. I saw C-Mat perform totally acoustic. I think just her stage presence is incredible. She's great at getting the crowd to laugh. And it was a really lovely surprise to see her there on the night, because like literally the week before she was at the Brits, and then she went straight from there back to Ireland to... She was a late addition to the bill as well.
She wasn't meant to be part of it. And then they announced, was it the day before, maybe 2 days before, that she was actually joining the lineup as well. And that was actually the first time I had seen her live at all.
Which is a surprise. Yeah, she's incredible. I'd really recommend C-Mat.
But even the audience reaction to her was unbelievable as well. Like, people really love her and love what she's achieving, because she's really, not only is she doing well in Ireland, she's also managed to branch outside of Ireland too.
Yeah, great to see. I think the Graham Norton show was her big kind of introduction to UK audiences, I think. And I can't wait to see where she goes next. I mean, she won the Choice Music Prize last year. It was actually something she said on stage, that so she wasn't there last year to accept her award and perform. So she sent a drag queen up to collect the award, which I thought was brilliant.
It was great. I was there for that, and it was great fun. Yeah,
but she was saying on stage that she really wished that she could have been there last year, because she realized, like, oh my God, the crowd here in Vicar Street is lovely.
It's all music lovers, I think, that head along to Choice, for sure.
Yeah, they're all people that support her or have helped promote her music. So there was a really great kind of constructive feeling in the room, you know?
There really was. And sure, we had, obviously we mentioned C-Mat. There was also Lancome, John Francis Flynn, The Murder Capital, Rachel Lavelle and Ezra Williams.
Kojak was brilliant on the night. In my opinion, I think he could have been a front runner for Album of the Year. He lost out in the end to Lancome. But I thought Kojak was brilliant on stage. I've seen him before at a festival, and he's brilliant at a festival. He's even better in Vicar Street. I really enjoy his music. And I think the story behind Phantom of the Afters is absolutely incredible. Like, very, very much self-produced. So I thought he could have won. I thought C-Mat could have won as well. But overall, Lancome, like, I can't complain. I really enjoyed False Lancome as an album.
I was also sitting behind Kojak's family and friends.
Aww.
So I had a completely different experience, I think, to everybody else of his live performance, because they were just reaping him completely. Like, it was great fun. And his performance was great fun. I did notice at one point a bottle of water got knocked over and one of the guys from behind had to run out and save all the electrics.
Because I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was very quick, and he just had it all very mopped up and very done. Very quickly.
Fair play to him. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, the staff in Vicar Street are unreal, like the setup that they had to do for each act. And it was just, yeah, it was a great night. It was all put together. And as you said, Lancome came on. Were they last to perform?
Yeah. And ultimately, they were the winners of the big prize of the night, yeah. Album of the Year. There were a couple of other categories. So Song of the Year. That went to Keane DeCrow, Heaven.
I'm happy with
which
that.
Which I'm delighted
he's
with.
He's great, yeah.
It's gotten loads of radio play, loads of streams. Very well deserved. Up against some very stiff competition as well.
Yeah.
And Jazzy walked away with two awards. So she got Artist of the Year and Breakthrough Artist of the Year, which I can't complain about either. Like, she kind of came almost out of nowhere. Like, she was on nobody's radar and then she was on everybody's radar, mm-hmm. and she hit number three in the UK. So very well deserved. And her speeches were lovely.
Well, I was laughing. The first one, she's like, yeah, I'm not really much of a talker, but thanks everybody. And then the second one, she's like, hang on, I've written something down. It's like, okay, now I better actually, we're going on for number two. But yeah, it was great to see her win it. And she thanked Belchers Only as well, who've worked alongside her quite a bit. Like, they seem to be a really great team.
Yeah, a great trio. They always perform together. They've done so many songs together. And I think her voice and their production just mesh together really well. I think it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, 100%. So congratulations to all the winners. I had a great time. I love watching all the live performances. It's always a wonderful night. You're definitely guaranteed tons of music anyway. It's not lacking.
And I can't wait to see where the nominees go.
Ooh, yeah, that. But also 2024, there's going to be so many choices for next year's performances too.
I think it's going to be a stiff competition.
100%. Max, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.